This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. City leaders are asking Columbia City Council to allow them to make significant changes to the city's benefit plans for new hires. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid says the city was $117 million short of the $270 million it's committed to pay out in employee pensions. After 2 years, the mayor's pension revision task force thinks it's come up with a solution. City Manager Mike Mathis says it should get the pension plan in a healthy position by 2032.
It gets us so close to the 80% that the industry standard for healthy. That's kind of the lowest point you can call a plan healthy. We will get to 80% over 20 years.
Representatives from the Columbia Police and Fire Department say they have agreed to reduce benefits and eliminate 401A contributions for new employees to save more than $43 million between them over 20 years. Meantime, new utility and general city employees would no longer have the 80 and out rule that allows them to retire when their age and years of service add up to 80. That would save $9.5 million over 20 years. The city will present the plan to the city council on Monday. If approved, it would go into effect on October 1st. Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed a bill designed to thwart President Obama's contraceptive mandate in Missouri. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill would have given employers the right to refuse contraceptive coverage if providing such coverage violated the employer's religious beliefs. Governor Nixon said Missouri law already provides that right and that a provision in the bill made it necessary for him to veto it.
This bill would allow insurance companies to impose their will and deny contraceptive coverage to women, even if women and their employers wanted it included.
Planned Parenthood officials are applauding Nixon's veto, stating in part that birth control is a pocketbook issue and should be fully covered by insurance. The bill's supporters call the governor's decision a blow to religious liberty and want lawmakers to override the veto this fall. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed legislation allowing Missouri communities to resume levying sales taxes on vehicle purchases despite a lobbying effort from local officials and vehicle dealers. Nixon announced the decision today, saying the bill would improperly impose a tax without a public vote. The state Supreme Court ruled earlier this year some local taxes cannot be levied when the automobile purchase was made in another state. Meantime, Nixon vetoed nine other bills today as well, including a controversial bill related to insurance coverage of contraception. He also signed 12 other bills into law. Two Columbia military members have died in the last 5 days. 20-year-old Army Reserves member Zane Lee died on Sunday. An online obituary says he died in Indianapolis, surrounded by his loving family and comrades. His visitations will be from 5 to 8 Friday night at the Bach Yeager Funeral Chapel and from noon to 3 on Saturday. His funeral will then be at 3 on Saturday, followed by a burial with full military honors at Columbia Cemetery. Meantime, the Department of Defense says 21-year-old Army soldier Sterling Wyatt was killed yesterday by an IED while on patrol in Afghanistan. There's no word yet on his funeral arrangements. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.